From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Today, President Obama said he wants to open up Chinese markets to U.S. companies to have two-way trade, not just one-way trade. Many of those companies are in the Midwest, which may explain why Chinese President Hu Jintao wrapped up his high-profile U.S. visit today in Chicago. Here's NPR's Cheryl Corley.
President Hu began his day with a visit to Chicago's Walter Payton High School, home to the Confucius Institute. In a partnership with public schools, the institute teaches about 12,000 students Mandarin Chinese. Alex Girovich, a sophomore who started taking Mandarin last year, was one of the lucky ones on hand for the president's visit.
It's weird thinking that the president of China picked our school out of all the schools in the United States to go to, but it's cool.
Students from several schools waved Chinese and American flags and welcomed Hu in his native tongue. They treated him to performances, including a traditional Chinese handkerchief dance. President Hu thanked the students and invited the school district to send 20 teachers and students to China. Then he left to tour an expo of companies with ties to China to show the growing cooperation between that country and the United States. Last night at a formal dinner for Hu, Mayor Daley said it was a relationship that will endure.
Our long-range goal is to make Chicago the most China-friendly city in the United States and to establish it as China's gateway to America's.
The mayor has traveled to China several times in recent years, cultivating relationships and promoting the city. Chicago has sister city relationships with two Chinese cities. Speaking through an interpreter during the dinner, President Hu said there's been a substantial increase in the number of exports from Midwestern states since 2000.
Boeing, Motorola, Caterpillar, McDonald's, and many other well-known companies have become household names in China.
This was the first time President Hu visited Chicago, and last night a crowd of supporters rallied across the street from his downtown hotel. Student Ping Ting Li had traveled from downstate Illinois in hopes of getting a glimpse of Hu.
We're coming here for just say, I love China, nothing else, no politics. We love our president, we love China. Yeah.
But another crowd wasn't offering support and criticized China for the way it handles human rights. Many of those shouting shame on the Chinese president were of Tibetan descent. Poonsak Doji, who had traveled from Minnesota, said talk about trade deals shouldn't dominate the conversation with China's leader in town.
They consider the human right is not a big deal, but the trade deal is the biggest deal. That's actually not a fair deal. The fair deal is the human right is the fair deal, is the biggest deal.
But the focus throughout the Chinese president's trip was on business. While he was visiting the Confucius Institute and talking to Chinese businesses located in the Midwest, China's commerce minister was in Chicago, too. At a forum promoting U.S.-Chinese economic cooperation, a contract signing ceremony was held for ventures between dozens of U.S. and Chinese companies. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.